We have a great privilege as followers, as fishermen, to celebrate and to witness what the Lord has done in their lives. And I encourage you, certainly even after the service, to love on our friends here, our brothers and sisters in the Lord. And you know, we're called to pray for one another and to also hold one another to account to the things of the Lord. And I encourage you to be doing both. So why don't we pray for this time of following the command of baptism. Father God, you are certainly a loving and gracious and patient and caring God. You are our rock and our redeemer. You are the fulfiller of all things perfectly according to your purposes and plan to bring our great King and High Priest glory. And so God, we pray now for our brothers and sisters in the Lord that will be coming forward momentarily to share how you've changed our lives, how you have taken them from being spiritually dead to spiritually alive with new affections in Christ. And so God, may we as brothers and sisters build them up and be encouragers, and as we witness this, to be greatly encouraged as to your work by the power of your word and by your spirit. So be with us, Lord, for the glory of Christ. We pray in your name. Amen.
Well, good morning. My name is Sam Jackets. I'm sure most of you know me. I hope you know me. I'm here to be baptized this morning and to share with you my testimony. I grew up in a Christian home, attending this church for the past 11 years, and I had always been taught everything about Jesus and what he had done for me. Going to Sunday school, going to Awana, through my parents' teaching, I just had a basic knowledge of everything. But unfortunately, when I was younger, I wasn't a Christian. I hadn't applied that knowledge. So, also, when I was younger and not a Christian, I thought I was a pretty good kid. My parents, everyone had told me, like, oh, you're a good kid, like, good job. My grandma was all, go Sam. And I thought I was a pretty good kid, which built up in me a lot of pride. And looking back, I was not a good kid, but that's what I had in my head. I didn't need to be a Christian because I had everything right on my own. And as I got older, God led me to question things I had learned. I started thinking for myself instead of just agreeing with everything my parents had taught me. I started thinking for myself. And in August, 3 years ago, my granddad died. And that was the first person really close to me who had died. Before that, I hadn't really even thought about death and hell. And that really scared me because I had never thought about that. It wasn't something I was really interested in thinking about. But when he died, I started thinking about that, and that scared me. And I think I was really scared into being a Christian because I did not want to go to hell. So 2 years ago, my eyes were opened, and I put my trust in Jesus as my Lord and Savior, and I started my personal relationship with him instead of just my parents' faith. And I accepted that Jesus died. Well, he came down to earth and lived a perfect life, died for me, paid the price for my sins by dying on the cross, and that he rose again and ascended into heaven to prepare a place for me. And since I've become a Christian, I've become more convicted of my sins, because I knew that before I was a Christian, even those little things could have, even like the pride, that could have sent me to hell. But now I know I'm a Christian, and I was asked to share an encouraging verse. So a verse that came to me was Isaiah 40:31. But those whose hope is in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint.
Sam, it's been a great joy to see you growing up and now growing in the Lord in your faith, and based on your profession of faith in Jesus as Lord, your desire to follow him in obedience and baptism, it is my privilege and joy to baptize you in the name of the Father, the name of the Son, and the name of the Holy Spirit.
My name is Laura Schumann. I was blessed to grow up in a Christian family and for the past 10 or so years attend Gold Country. It wasn't until my junior high years, however, that God made me aware of my need for a personal relationship with him. It was during my junior high years that God had been using our JV group and my JV leaders to soften my heart to learn more about him. It was at a summer camp called Rock and Water with our JV group, when one girl in my group asked me how I became a Christian. It was then that I realized that my only answer was that I grew up in a Christian home. Matthew 7:21 says, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven." It was my week there, the quiet times we had to ourselves to read the gospel and pray, that God convicted me of my sins and made me realize that my knowledge of him didn't equal a relationship. Laying under the stars that week, God opened my eyes to his magnificent glory. As I laid there pondering how many stars there were and how big they were despite their appearance, God opened my eyes to how big he was to have to be the creator of all of it. It was humbling to think that how despite how small I am and how big my sins have been, that God the Father sent his Son to earth to experience ultimate suffering, rejection, betrayal, and temptation, and to ultimately die a terrible death for me so that I could be with him forever. It was here that I prayed that God would use me and my life to serve him. Since God revealed his salvation to me, he has continued to convict me of my sins and has given me an increased desire, especially of late, to serve in the church. And though I still struggle with sin, his word is a constant reminder that it is by grace that I have been saved through faith, and that not of myself, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest I should boast. I am being baptized today as a testament of this faith in Jesus.
It is my great privilege and joy, based on your profession and faith in Jesus as your Lord and Savior, your desire to be obedient to him, my joy to baptize you in the name of the Father, the name of the Son, the name of the Holy Spirit.
Hello, my name is Zachary Grant, and I am 14 years old. I've grown up in a Christian home, and throughout my life, my parents have taught me about God and about what he has done for me. They told me that he came to earth to live a perfect life. He died on a cross to take the punishment that we deserved, and after 3 days, he rose from the dead and ascended into heaven. He did that for me. I also grew up attending Awana. God has used Awana to help me grow in my faith through my leader's teaching. Awana has taught me about what it means to be a disciple of Jesus Christ and has also taught me to act like Jesus in the way I talk and in the way I treat others. God has been a large part of my life, and he has grown me in my desire to be more like him, as well as to pray and to read my Bible more. He has also grown me to more loving to my family and friends. As I grow in the image of Christ, I hope to have the fruit of the Spirit become more evident in my life, and I want to become more like Jesus in the way he spoke and acted. I am saved because I believe that Jesus came to earth fully God and fully man, and that through his death and resurrection, I am now in a right relationship with him forever. God says in his word that anyone who is saved will go to live in heaven with him. I also know that I am saved because the Holy Spirit is working in my life, giving me the desire to honor him in all that I do. I know that I am not perfect and that I still sin, but I repent of that sin, and I trust that Jesus took my punishment. I can now live my life striving to glorify him in all that I do. One of my favorite Bible verses is 1 Peter 1:14 through 16, which says, "As obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance, but as he who has called you holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, since it is written, 'You shall be holy, for I am holy.' We are called out to be one set apart for his glory, and to be holy because God is holy. I am being baptized to show that I am a disciple of Christ, and that I am willing to follow God and glorify him."
Zach, it's been my joy also to see you growing up in the church and growing up in the Lord. And based on your public profession, Jesus is your Lord and Savior, based on your testimony, your desire to honor him, follow him with your life, it is my joy and privilege to baptize you in the name of the Father, the name of the Son, the name of the Holy Spirit.
Hello, my name is Connor Blasius, and I'm 13 years old. When I was much younger, I didn't really think about if I was going to go to heaven. I mostly thought about what heaven was like. When I was about 4 or 5 years old, my parents have been found by Christ. They told me that if I put my trust in Jesus, I would be saved. I didn't really think about that. I don't even remember thinking about my sins or consequences of them. Fast forward to when I was about 6 years old. I started to think more about what Christ did for me so that I could go to heaven and be with him for eternity instead of burning in hell forever. When I was 7 years old, I decided I could not live any more of my life without being a part of God's family. From that point forward, I strive to live a life honoring God. I have my downfalls, and I always will have them, but by God's grace, he will give me the ability to overcome them to be more like Christ. More recently, God has made me more conscious of the sins that I commit. When I sin, I know I have dishonored God, which motivates me to change the way I sinfully act. Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." The amount of times I should have died is overwhelming. As the Bible states, the wages of sin is death. But God gave me a gift, and that gift is eternal life with God in heaven. God is a merciful God, and if it was not for how much he loves me, I would have no chance of being with him in heaven. God has always loved me and always will love me. I cannot comprehend the amount of love and mercy God has shown for me. God is an awesome God and always will be for eternity. Praise God.
Connor, based on your profession of repentance and faith in Jesus as Lord, your desire to follow him in the waters of baptism, it's also my joy and privilege to baptize you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit.
Hi there, my name is Abby Rainey, and I'd like to share my testimony with you. Growing up in a Christian family, I believed who Jesus is for a long time, but it was 4 months ago when I felt the call to have a more personal relationship with the Lord. Every time someone would ask me, "Is your family a Christian?" I would answer yes, but soon I realized it didn't matter what my parents believed, it mattered what I committed my life to. I wanted to become a Christian so I could have Jesus in my life and so he would change my heart. 1 Samuel 16:7 says, "But the Lord said to Samuel, 'Do not look at his outward appearance or his physical stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.'" I became a Christian and committed my life to Jesus this year on Sunday, March 30th. It was during evening service when I committed my life to Jesus through prayer. I know that I became a Christian because I can feel him change my life, and he's been growing in me ever since. I told my parents about my conversion later that evening. Being a Christian, Jesus has helped me make decisions I might not have made before I became a Christian. For example, being kinder to my siblings and loving them, even when we disagree with each other. 1 John 4:20 states, "If anyone says, 'I love God,' and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen." I also found it easier to love, forgive, and be kind to other people. One verse I have known for years and I have done my best to follow is Ephesians 4:32. "Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God in Christ forgave you." The people that helped me learn about the Bible and how to become a Christian were my mom and dad, my friends and family, my Pastor Layton, Mr. and Mrs. Kane, and all the leaders of Awana in church. During church a few weeks ago, I heard Pastor Layton talk about a baptism coming in a few weeks and decided it was time for me to be baptized. I'm being baptized today to show my faith in Christ. Thank you.
Abby Rain, it's been a joy also just seeing you grow and grow in your love for the Lord. And based on your profession of faith, your desire to follow him in repentant faith as your Lord and Savior, it's my privilege and joy to baptize you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit.
Hello, my name is Tim Rothman. I'm Abby Rain's dad. I grew up in Virginia as part of a Christian family, and from a very young age had been exposed to the Bible and God's teaching. But as I grew up and I moved out, went away to college, I slowly drifted away from Christ's teaching. Although if you had pressed me, I would have probably identified myself as a Christian. But in my heart, I didn't really know what it meant to be a Christian. About 14 years ago, we started having a family. And about 12 years ago, when we were growing our family, we had a 1.5-year-old and tried to have another child. Even when having the first child, I was constantly concerned about expenses and taking care of the family. And so, obviously, when finding out I was having 4 children at once, that was quite overwhelming. And it wasn't part of my plan, but it was clearly part of God's plan. I really struggled with anxiety, and it eventually manifested itself as self-pity, and I went into depression. My father-in-law is here in the front row. He can probably remember he was calling me every day, I think mostly to make sure I was still in town. So when I ran out of self-pity, of course you turn to other people to help give you pity. I reached out to my brother and my mother, who were my closest family. I thought, of course, if I sounded pitiful and I requested pity, they would probably give it to me. But instead, they reminded me that I should turn it over to the Lord and trust in Christ, which at the time I took as lack of compassion. So there was this amazing moment when I was coming into our lobby at work, and again, I was still in that mode where I was feeling sorry for myself and worried about the future. And I interacted with 2 people, one person who had fallen off of a 25-foot ladder, who had perpetual back pain and who had to take pain pills and could barely walk. And another person was coming down the stairs at the same time who had shaved his head in solidarity for his wife who had cancer. So the 3 of us intersected at this exact same spot in the lobby. And it occurred to me that this small miracle was part of God's plan to remind me that this wasn't about me. This was more about it's more about everybody else, and really there was no reason for me to feel pity for myself, and really to put my trust in the Lord. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding, and always submit to him, for he will set your path straight." And Pastor Phil was talking earlier about the fish that is flapping because it doesn't want to be caught. Well, I suspect I also had my dorsal fins out. I still have continued struggles. Daily I struggle with getting angry when things don't go my way and being prone to selfishness. And when doing things that are difficult, having a hard time distinguishing which is God's will and which is really me just going against his will. And since handing things over to Christ, it's been a gradual process of recognizing my sins, which are now more apparent, and realizing how it hurts others, and the path toward eventual sanctification, for which there is still much work. God has clearly worked through my family, Abby Rain especially, my children, these little amazing kids, people in the church, Pastor Phil and Pastor Jerry, to pull me to him.
In case you guys didn't catch that, Tim's daughter was right before him, and she's one of their quadruplets and blessings. And Tim, as you shared with us, you're seeking to submit your life to Christ alone as your Lord and Savior. Based on your profession of faith, your desire to be baptized, it's my joy and privilege, brother, to baptize you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit.